And Laura, thanks so much for the time. We'll get to the first few games of the season in just a few, but first, I kind of want to go back and do a little bit of a reflection, because a lot of people last year didn't think your team would be able to do what it did. You qualified for the Ivy tournament, and while you lost in the tourney, we all knew that you and the rest of the starters would return. And knowing that, and having a little bit of postseason experience under your belt, I'm kind of curious what the offseason was like for you and your teammates, maybe what the chatter or the confidence was like, knowing that everyone was coming back.
Last year was very exciting. I love proving people wrong, and I know my team had a great time doing the same. I think the biggest sentiment kind of going into summer break, because we can't have summer workouts like bigger schools, was to really challenge everyone to step up their game, because we only lost one senior, Samantha Clement. Everyone else has been back. And we knew we were getting a nice group of freshmen coming in. So the challenge there was to carry that momentum over without getting complacent. Obviously, I think the program took a big step forward, but we're not where we want to be yet. We want to compete, not to just make the tournament, but to win games and win championships in the postseason. So I know for me, I spent the summer, you know, doing what I've been doing, working on the shots I know I'm going to get within the Cornell offense, and just getting in the weight room, getting stronger so that I can compete, at least personally, with some of the league's best.
Last season, you had a career year, and you were one of the league's best. First team All-Ivy, climbing the program record books, putting up numbers that haven't been seen in some time at Cornell. How would you describe the season that you had?
That last season was incredible for me, especially because I had to sit out the year before as a transfer.
Yeah.
After spending my freshman year at Penn, another Ivy League school, and making that transfer, it was hard for sure. No athlete wants to sit out, especially if they're not, you know, injured or anything like that. But I think my whole sophomore, you know, redshirt year, if you will, was just me seeing the game from a different angle. It's definitely different when you're on the bench and seeing things develop. And I think I just soaked up so much that year. And so, you know, coming back to last season, I was just so excited to show what I could do. And the numbers were what they were. And you know, I didn't have any goals to break records or be on the first team or anything like that. I just I wanted to play, and the numbers just came with that.
Laura Bagwell-Katalinich, senior forward for the Cornell women's basketball team, our guest here on BTL. You mentioned some of the stuff that you kind of did on your own during the off season with working out and lifting and whatnot, but what specifically did you work on the most in preparation for this final year here?
I have been working on developing my outside shot a little more. I, you know, up until this point would not call myself a three-point shooter. I'm much more comfortable in the mid-range, and I definitely put work in, you know, the 15-footer and my post move. But I did go into the summer with the goal of stretching my range out a little more, making people come out and guard me so that, you know, I can open up the rest of the floor for my teammates. Also just worked on, you know, staying in good form in terms of condition. I know Coach Smith wants our team to be up and down the court, competing with those run-and-gun teams that you'll see in the Ivy League. So that was another big aspect I wanted to maintain, was the conditioning piece.
I want to go to the rotation of this team, because there's a lot of different things that your team can do, and frankly, a lot of damage that your team can do.
Yeah.
You know, Hallie Miklos really stepped things up last season. You've got great backcourt presence returning, like Danielle Jorgensen and Samantha Winman, but it sounds like you've also got some quality underclassmen, too. So what have you been able to discover about the depth and the rotation your team has up to this point?
I've been really pleased to see how people have grown since last season. Like you said, Hallie Miklos has just been so steady throughout the preseason and our first few games. Teresa Grace, or TG Mbenefu, is so dynamic, so athletic. And I think last year she was a little nervous, you know, the freshman year jitters. And in the first two games this season, she has been so strong, so confident, as she should be. And so that's been really great to see. We also have some very steady freshmen, it looks like, already. Shannon Mulroy has been running the point for the first few games. And, I mean, she's picking up offenses really well, which is always a big challenge as a freshman. So, I mean, like I said, we are essentially the same team in terms of only losing one senior. But I would also say we're a better team because of who we've brought in and how the returners have stepped up their games.
Laura Bagwell-Katalinich, our guest here on BTL, senior forward for the Cornell basketball team. You opened the season up so far with a couple of games, a 71-51 win at Albany, and then on Sunday, a 10-point loss at TCU. Take me through some of the highs and lows from the first two games of the season.
Of course. The Albany game was a really pleasant surprise, frankly, because when you look at the stat line, obviously Samantha Whitman had a really great opening night with 22 points for a double-double, I believe. But I think we had four people in double digits. We had three or four people with four more assists. Mm. And I think that really speaks to the growth of the team as well. I'm more than happy to share the wealth in terms of points scored. And I think that's what really separates a good team and a great team is having all of those weapons available. You know, it's a lot easier to go in and know you only have to stop two people than if you have to stop four or five. And so I think the game against Albany, because it was so balanced, made it hard for them to defend us. And it was a great first win, great way to kick off the season. TCU, a totally different team than Albany, but we went down to Fort Worth, really confident that we could compete with this team, despite them being from the Big 12. And, you know, having 6'1 guards versus our, you know, 5'8, 5'9 guards. I think we stuck with them at times. We had a few dips that TCU frankly capitalized on. And in the end, you know, we couldn't quite get over the hump and take a lead in that fourth quarter. I know that, you know, there are going to be games when people are a little bit off, and that's okay. I still really liked how hard everyone fought, especially in that second half and those last minutes. I think, I really wish we could play them again, and I know we won't get to, but we're going to see teams that show flashes of TCU in the Ivy League, and the great part about our conference is that you do get to see teams again. And so I think we can take that lesson of how to not have those highs and lows within a game and also how to finish games. And I think that's going to serve us really well come January and February.
You know, something that you said that kind of caught my attention is sharing the wealth. And I noticed that the team's assist total has been pretty high through the first two games. Is that something that you feel like you've been trying to work on, making the extra pass and move the ball around a little bit more?
It's definitely been something I've been aware of, yeah. I think honestly, maybe a year ago, I would have tried to take the ball in myself. That's kind of who I've always been, is kind of a scorer and someone who always wants to attack and get to the rim. But this year, which I think goes to show that you can keep growing as a player, even as a senior, I've been slowing down. I think, you know, a part of last year was that I was so excited and so ready to just go out and play that I didn't always let the game come to me. And I think this year, you know, knowing it's my last year of undergrad basketball, I've, you know, been looking, seeing if the shot I'm taking is really the best shot. And again, having Kate Ceramic, Shannon Mulroy, Anya McNicholas, all very strong outside shooters. I love having them on the perimeter because you know, if I find myself in a position where maybe I could shoot it, but I also have them open on the wing, it's awesome to have that confidence in them that when I pass them the ball, they're probably going to knock it down.
Well, Laura, before we let you run, how excited are you and your teammates to finally play at home? You got Colgate coming up tomorrow night. How exciting is it to be back inside Newman Arena, not have to worry about all the traveling and this and the other that comes with the early part of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, being home is great. We play well when we're at home. I think last year our record was 8-4. I know we're excited just to, have some home court advantage, welcome Colgate in, and try to start stacking some wins at home.
Hey, Laura, thanks so much for the time, and keep it up this season. We can't wait to see what you and your teammates do the rest of the way. We'll definitely be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks so much.